If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, one half of Black Married Debt Free, and this is a quick cast. This is just, you know, a little something that I cooked up for you guys, where I just kind of get loose on any topic I want to that has to do with finance. I mean, real estate, retiring early, stock market, whatever I'm feeling at the time, whatever I see on the internet. You know, this is just something to bless you, something to help you. Help your day go a little bit faster, go a little bit smoother. So on this episode, we're going to be talking more real estate, right? Because I know you guys like it. I know you guys love it. I see the comments. So we want to give you what you're looking for. That's what we're here to do. So I got my little notes here. You know what I mean? That's what I'm looking at when I'm looking down. But we're going to be talking about the 4 ways that we've funded our real estate investing endeavors, right? That's the thing, right? That's the lifeblood of real estate investing. How are you going to fund your deal? How are you going to do that, right? And so we're going to talk about kind of some of the ways we do it. And you know, this is a great conversation to have, and we've had this before. Hey, Black Married Debt Free. You guys are buying these homes cash, right? You know, no debt, right, man? No, we're not. We've leveraged to build our real estate portfolio, and we are cash flowing. You know, our real estate portfolio is, our tenants are paying our debt on the home, and that's how we decided to do that. And you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and that's just the way we've chosen to do that. But you know, there are still out-of-pocket cost, even when you're leveraging and when you're taking, you know, mortgages out on homes, there's still a lot of out-of-pocket costs. And we're going to talk about the creative ways that, you know, that me and Shire have used in order to fund some of these real estate deals. So the first thing we did, first very creative and unconventional way, was we used a home equity line of credit. You know, if you know us, you know that story. We had our primary residence. We paid that off. That, along with the just market, you know, gain and the equity that grew in that home, we were sitting on a, you know, some equity there. And so we wanted to start this real estate journey. So we said, how do we come up with the money? Well, we opened up a line of credit where you can open up said line. You can go in and take out as much or as little as you need and pay that back. And so we did that, and we opened up a line of credit, and we bought our first investment property cash outright. We were just green. He's like, that's the way we're going to do it. And so we did it. And this property cash flowed enough to be able to pay the line of credit back plus some. We bought well enough to where we were able to pay the property back plus some. And I think that's very important to note. So on our second property, we used the line of credit again, but this time we didn't pay for the home cash. We funded the home. We funded the conventional loan on the home. So we got a 30-year mortgage on the second home, and we had to pay, as investors, on a conventional loan, you have to pay 20% down. So we paid 20% down on that home, and we used the line of credit to pay for that as well. So boom, that's one way that we used to fund our real estate endeavors. Another way we used was hustle money, right? If you know us, one of our most popular videos talked about streams of income it was. I think it was 8 at the time. But all of the hustle is a way that we funded our rental properties. I mean, I've driven for Uber. I've driven for Uber Eats, Grubhub. I've done music on the side. I've played for plays. I've done just some of everything. I've had a clothing line, right? We've done courses. We've done webinars. We've done, you know, many things to create capital outside of our W-2 income that would fund, you know, our real estate. And so we've definitely, you know, put our hustle into this thing and really create income that way. You know, there's always a way. There's always a way to get the money you need. You just have to really tap in and find out, you know, what am I good at? You know, what are some ways I can build and hustle? And so, you know, you don't want to overwork. You know, we're in a climate where it's like people are working themselves to death, man. And you don't want to do that. But there is a season for everything, and there's a season for, you know, getting your hustle on. And so we were able to do that. Another way that we were able to, so that was two. The third way we were able to fund our real estate investing endeavors was with the income from rental properties, right? The ultimate goal for us has always been for real estate to be a self-sustaining business. What does that mean? A business that funds itself through the cash flow. So we're starting to see that happen more as, you know, we get more properties. Obviously, we're getting more cash flow, and that cash flow has been able to build and grow fast enough to where now it's being able to pay for itself. And that's the ultimate goal, because you can just scale to the moon at that point. And so that's where we want to be. We don't want to be putting in lines of credit, you know, later on in our investing, you know, the longer we progress as investors. We don't want to be hustling the long, you know, on house number 10. I shouldn't have to hustle that money up. I should have hopefully been able to save the cash flow from the rental income from the other properties to fund house 10 and 11 and 12 and so on and so forth. So we've been able to do that with the last few homes. So that's really been last couple homes, actually. So that's really been key. So the fourth and final way that we funded our real estate endeavors is something that may seem unconventional, and none of these do I recommend you do. You know, this isn't advice, but this is just to kind of give you an idea of the different ways that we've done it. Fourth way is with a Roth IRA. What? You used a Roth IRA to fund a real estate deal? Yes. So on our third house, I really wanted to get a fourth property. We didn't have the money at the time, but I thought we got to strike while the iron is hot. You know, the market has changed recently, and I saw that change coming. I was like, man, the houses, we got to get another one. You know, the last one we got, it was just too easy. We got to do this again. And so to fund, to come up with the 20% down payment, I said, well, I'll just tap into my Roth IRA, man. The cool thing about a Roth IRA is it's funded with after-tax dollars. So the money that you put in is yours. Now, you can't take out the gains that you've made off your money penalty-free. No, you'll be penalized for tapping into that prior to your 59 and a half year mark. But your money can always be taken out tax-free and penalty-free because you put it in tax-free, right? So with that said, I said, let me go on and take some of this out and fund the deal. Now, I did this without Shire knowing. It was a whole thing. So go back and listen to that episode of the Black Married to Debt Free podcast. It was really dope how it went down. But yeah, those were just four ways that we've chosen to fund our real estate deals. And we're open, you know, to any option to get us to our destination, which is acquiring enough rental properties that cash flow enough money for us to be work optional for Shire and no work for me. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Quick Cast. If you did, let me know in a review section. Leave us a 5-star review. Let us know that you liked it. So I will continue, know to continue or to not continue with these. All right. Till next time, I'm going to holler at y'all on the next episode. Peace.